Sports Radio 100.3 The Team is socially networked. Facebook.com/1003theteam. Follow us on Twitter at 100.3 The Team. And now on Instagram at 100.3 The Team.
Welcome back. Good Tuesday morning to you. Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. We were just talking about college basketball championships and NFL stadiums. We got a poll question on Twitter for you if you like it or don't like it that they do it that way. I give you all kinds of reasons why to not like it. If you do like it, let me know why. Travis writes in, says the next national championship game will be held in London in a soccer stadium going the route of the NFL. Roger Goodell will take over, and that's where he'll take it to. He'll just put it outside. What's the biggest NASCAR track?
Well, they're having a college football game there next year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Virginia Tech and Tennessee are going to play there. I'm interested to see how that's going to be set up.
Me too.
College basketball at a NASCAR track. We could get like 250,000 people in there.
Yeah.
Nobody could see anything.
No.
What do you think? Any other ideas? That would be the biggest venue, right? How big are the soccer stadiums?
They're comparable to our football stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. NASCAR's got to be the biggest.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So if we're going to do it indoors, we're at the biggest stadium possible. Does NRG have a retractable roof? Can they open the roof to that stadium?
I
know they've played
so
at the University of Phoenix stadium before.
Yeah, I mean,
let's just open up the roof. Let's just get a little wind going. Let's make the players really have to think about their shots and what they're going to do, how they're going to account for the wind and the sunshine and everything. You know, it's funny. Speaking of sunshine, UNC Asheville's stadium is a great stadium, Kimmel Arena, but it sits up on a mountaintop overlooking downtown Asheville. And there was a game there. We were playing the last game of the season. All Big South games have to start by 4:30, by 4 o'clock, really. But if you have a doubleheader like Asheville did and I think High Point did, then 2 o'clock game for the women, you can start at 4:30 for the men listing it at 4 o'clock. But we all know that's not going to actually happen. Anyway, so it's late in the basketball season. They start the game at 4:30. It's a arena that one of the reasons it's so cool is it's surrounded by large windows. And it's sitting high above town. Well, the sun has to set. And as the sun is setting, it comes in. The way the arena is built, it came in the end zone window and was shining right on the hoop that Coastal was shooting at. They had to call a timeout and delay the game for about 5 minutes while they hung a black curtain up in the entryway that came in from outside on the concourse and blocked the sunshine.
That was good construction right there. Let's just go ahead and leave this open right here.
You figure most of your games are going to be at night. I guess, you know, I don't know if that had ever happened. They seemed ready to go. So I think that it had happened before, or they were prepared for that sort of thing to possibly happen. So they got it done relatively quick. But we did have a game where the sunshine played an impact on the game and had to delay things for a few minutes. All right, talking about the Final Four in breaking this down, and we're going to give this a breakdown all week long. We'll be joined by some insiders with the respective teams coming up later on in the week. But why each team will win and why each team will lose? What's the reason each of these teams can win? Because let's face it, going into the Final Four, absolutely anything can happen. Don't look past anyone. You can't consider Syracuse because they're a 10 seed no longer to be a team that can win it. I mean, they're going to be facing a North Carolina team that they will be comfortable going up against. They've certainly seen them before. And there's not going to be any sort of intimidation factor with them being from the same conference. And it's Syracuse. I mean, Syracuse and Jim Boeheim have certainly been down this path before, and he knows how to handle it. And so let's start off with Syracuse. Why will Syracuse cut down the nets? Because they can close the show out, because they know how to close games, as made evident by the game against UVA. Everybody had written them off. Everybody thought the game was over with, but this is a team that knows how to close it out. And can they close this tournament out? You know, can they keep this epic run going that nobody expected them to do and put the finishing touches on it? If any double-digit seed can do that, you know, we've seen the Cinderellas before, of VCU and George Mason and Butler. I don't think Butler was actually a double-digit seed, but still, it was a team that we didn't expect to be playing in the Final Four and national championship. They couldn't finish the job. None of them could finish the job. Well, if you're ever going to have a double-digit seed do it, I think if you take a double-digit seed that's a team from a power conference that's won a national championship before, that's the formula. to a double-digit seed winning the NCAA tournament. So if there's ever been a double-digit seed that can do it, that I honestly think can do it, it's got to be Syracuse, right, with their Hall of Fame head coach. And Jim Boeheim's getting up there in age. If he were to win, would this be it for him? I think that's a question that can be fair to ask. Why will Syracuse lose? Why will they leave Houston without a championship? Because it's Syracuse, and they weren't even supposed to be in the damn tournament. And maybe their true colors actually show up this week, and they play like they're supposed to, and North Carolina wins the game by 30. They go all UConn women on them. So that's a really good reason why Syracuse could leave. Of all the teams, they're the one that we would all think is most likely to leave without cutting down the nets. Looking at Oklahoma, well, this is pretty easy, right, Pat? Why will Oklahoma win?
Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield. The guy that's been carrying the team on his shoulders the entire time. Why will they lose? Buddy Hield. He's had a problem with turning the ball over because he tries to dribble out of pressure. He tries to get away from pressure on his own rather than passing out of it. Against Oregon, he personally had 6 turnovers. He can't do that. He can't be the entire one-man show. And one of the things that you've commented on, Pat, is this Oklahoma team, sure, it's been the Buddy Hield show. Without him, they wouldn't have even gotten past Cal Bakersfield in the first round. They would have never been a number 2 seed in the tournament, so that matchup wouldn't have even happened. But you've been impressed with the guys who have been stepping up when Buddy Hield has been out of the game, either taking a rest or with some foul trouble, because they have had other players step up, and they've shown that ability, and that's another reason why they've gotten to this point.
No, they've got some good pieces on this team that, like you said, when Buddy Hield is either having an off night or he's having to be off the court because of foul trouble or just rest, they have a couple guys who can step up and take the mantle, and I see that as being a very big positive, more so probably than Villanova or Syracuse. Definitely not close to North Carolina's depth, but they have some good depth.
It was really funny watching the VCU game because Hield was either in foul trouble or I think it was a combination of foul trouble and he was struggling to hit shots in the first half. He got rolling in the second half, but in the first half he just wasn't playing very well, and so they pulled him from the game. And Oklahoma ended up going on this big run against VCU with Buddy Hield not even in the game. And the commentators, Mike Jaminski was the analyst, and he's sitting there going, man, VCU spent all their time preparing for how to stop Buddy Hield. Now that he's out of the game, they don't know what to do. They don't know who to defend. They don't know who to stop. And that's how Oklahoma got on a run. So they have showcased some depth, but it really has been all about Buddy Hield this tournament. He's the reason they win. He's also the reason they lose. Looking at Villanova wins because of defense. They are the only team in the Final Four that ranks among the top 10 in adjusted defensive efficiency by KenPom.com. They're number 7 in the nation. It's important to note that only one team slotted outside the top 20 in the final rankings for adjusted defensive efficiency on KenPom.com has won a national championship. That was North Carolina, who ranked 21st in 2009. So what do they say? Offense wins games, defense wins championships. That's how Villanova will win. And also, Villanova's offense, if they get rolling, you saw the combination of Villanova's offense playing as well as it can and their defense doing what they do when they just blasted Miami out of the building and won the game by 23 points. That's what Villanova can do. So that's why they can win. Why they could lose, potent backcourts have been its kryptonite in losses. If you go all the way back to December, Oklahoma beat Villanova by 23 points in a game out in Hawaii. Now, that was a long time ago, and we can't rely on that game for analysis in this one, but it is evidence of one of the times where good backcourts have been problems for Villanova, and they've got to go up against Oklahoma again. And North Carolina, definitely the favorite going into this. Why will they win? Because their offensive talent will bulldoze the field, and they don't rely on the three-point shot. But why will they lose? What if they need to hit some threes in a close game? And if they're in a game, I mean, if they're not winning the game, you can guarantee it's going to be close, because North Carolina never lost by more than 6 points this year. But they ranked 252nd in the nation in three-pointers made. Yeah, that's not very good. So what if North Carolina needs to hit a long-distance shot to tie or win a game? Can they hit that shot? That could be the reason that they lose in the national semifinals or the national championship. So there's a little bit of breakdown of why each team will win, why each team will lose. I still like North Carolina as the favorite going into this thing. It is time for a DVD release Tuesday. We had a lot of fun with it last week. We'll see what Pat Payone has for us today coming up next.